streaming cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
This is Max and Friends, and welcome. What's going on, everybody? Here we go. It's another Sunday, another day, and this is the day that you're going to awaken to your calling, because we've got a special guest coming on in just a little bit, Susan Kirby. Check her out, awakentoyourcalling.com, to find out what we're talking about tonight. But Tamara Bowman's in the studio, because she's no longer on book tour for right now, because she is here with us. Tamara Bowman, how you doing?
Oh, Max, I'm doing so good. You sounded a little bit like Elvis. I wanted to say, thank you. Thank you.
You know,
thank you. Thank you very much. How you doing?
That's so fun. You know what? We're going to mix Wendy Williams with Elvis. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Doing? And how about Joey from Friends? How you doing?
It's all good. I'm doing well. You know what? I got to make a shout out to Donut Delight, because before I came into the studio tonight, I said, I need some Donut Delight. So I got my coffee all ready, and I'm going to tell you a funny story. So I place my coffee down, right? And I put it down, and I go to grab my coffee, and I grab, because I always light a candle when I'm in the studio. So I grab my candle, and I almost burn my face off. As I was like, what the hell? It's going to be an interesting night, people. Right, Tamara?
It is.
So today in New York, I got to tell you, there's a lot going on today. Besides my dear friend, Melky Jean, you know, we had her on the show, White Clef sister. Melky Jean, she's been here when we were helping Haiti. She's been here promoting her CD. Well, today it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Melky. She is with the KarmaFoundation.org. Check that out. They're throwing a huge party for tonight. Vivica Fox, I was supposed to go, but I have a job. And it's called Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. So I couldn't get out of it. But I just want to say happy birthday to my dear friend, Melky Jean. And God bless you. So besides Melky's birthday, today in New York is the there are Tony Awards today, Tamara.
Okay.
It's the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Que paso Boricua toda la casa esta noche. Okay.
And ooh, then sexy, man.
Yeah. Tu quieres más.
Thank you very much.
Más, me daban lo más duro. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Apparently it's like, what, Gay Pride, I think, today in New York, too. So there's just a lot going on in New York today. I don't know how they put a bunch of Puerto Ricans and a bunch of gays together in New York with two parades, but I'm sure it's very, very interesting.
That's a hoot.
Hold on. And in L.A. as well. Oh, thank you, Ronan. And in L.A., it's also, because I'm supposed to be in L.A., but it's a Pride in L.A. Yeah, you know, Luke Nero told us about that. Now, Tamara, I got to tell you something good. Something
bring
real.
It on, brother.
All right. Remember that song, As I Lay Me Down, and Damn, Wish I Was Your Lover, and all those fun songs from Sophie B. Hawkins?
Okay.
So I went to go see Sophie at the Richfield Playhouse last Friday.
Dude.
Oh, my God. You know, it was in a small theater. There must have been, like, however many, like, let's say 100 people, because it's tiny, right? It's like in this little theater in Connecticut in the middle of nowhere. And it was so good. It was like kind of like the whole VH1. Unplugged, personal, little concert for us. Oh my God, I love my Sophie B. Hawkins.
Whoa.
I love her. And she's so good. And after the show, like Sophie and I, when I had her on the show, because you know, y'all got to go to the archives. May 9th was the archive here, Mother's Day. I had Sophie on the show, and we had like this really good soul connection during the interview. And then in person, it was like, you know, we just had that click, a good click. So I encourage you all to go to SophieBHawkins.com, because she is trying to help with this fucking oil spill, Tamara. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Son of a bitch, what the hell's going on now?
Okay, well, nothing. So I think, here's my thing. I think it's a big conspiracy. I think it's a whole big terrorist attack.
Really?
That's just my, Tamara, because shit like this just doesn't happen.
You also thought Obama's wife was pregnant, too.
She could have had a miscarriage. We don't know. But I know she was pregnant.
You do.
She could have used that miscarriage to plug the fucking hole. Because that oil is still spilling. I'm pissed off. And when I get mad,
you
I get mad.
Psychic.
And when I'm passionate about something to change for the better, I get really heated. You know, and Sophie was singing, and you could tell she got on the floor and she was getting passionate too, because she's with waterkeeper.org. And waterkeeper.org is good, because what they do is they're trying to stop this. And Lisa, who's like the big advocate, is really going around promoting and trying to find a way to help us close this, plug this fucking hole, Tamara.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, listen, you know, because you're all about Emerald Echo.
It's squirting and squirting and squirting. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's not in a good squirt way either, you know, because there's the good squirts and then there's like the bad squirts.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
And
it just depends on which hole it's coming out of.
Exactly. And this is not, we got to, you know, here's the deal. Because not only is, if people eat, you know, seafood, it's destroying that. The pelicans are dying. Dolphins are dying. Whales are dying. Oh. Your dolphins, Tamara, are dying.
No.
Yeah, it's bad. And I think what we need to do is, Tamara, you need to get involved with Waterkeeper. Because I think that would be good for you to put with your Emerald Echo page. Kind of a deal. Because they're going to help, they're gonna help save the water and the dolphins.
And what's the name again?
Waterkeeper.org.
Waterkeeper.org.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
It's a good thing.
But I just love Sophie B. Hawkins. Oh, my God. She's the best. Love, love, love my Sophie B. Hawkins. But, Tamara, how was your week?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I swear to God, it feels like a lifetime happens in one day.
It does.
I mean, I'm all over the globe. And I tell you what, Max, I am so excited. I got invited to be on one of the biggest stages in all of the U.S. And in fact, I would love for you to be there. Have you heard of T. Harv Eker?
Yeah, of course.
T. Harv Eker, the guy that wrote Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He's the one who's on the front of my book. Good guy, right? I got invited to be on his stage June 24th through the 27th. So it's any one of those days. And it's for extreme health. And, oh, my God, Max, are you ready for this?
Where is it?
It's going to be in Orange County.
Ah, okay.
In California.
All right.
And, oh, my God, Max, it would be amazing if you could be there. I mean, it would just be – it's incredible. There's going to be over 1,000 people there. Everybody's paid like over $2,000 a piece. And they are there to hear about my vibrator and my sexual healing workshops. I'm going to be pre-selling the vibrator. And they're going to be able to have their vibrator by Christmas.
Now, that's a way to stuff a stocking.
Oh, hello. Talk about
the ultimate stuffing. Stocking stuffer. You get me excited over here. But we get hot up in this studio, Tamara Bowman. I've missed you on the show.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
We got to get a little more freaky. You know, it's cute. Here's the deal. It's cute that we're all like positive and, you know, trying to change the world one show at a time. But we got to get a little freaky. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, we are so freaky. I love that we are just like the bomb like that. All right. I mean, we're all of it.
Well, listen, tonight, Tamara, not only are we that, but we're going to like let everyone know what their calling is in life. And answer the question. Here's the question we proposed to you tonight, Tamara and I, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My co-host is, who's my co-host?
This would be Tamara Bowman Moores.
Now, check this out. We're going to answer this question. Do you ever wonder who you are and what you are here for? Well, tonight we have a guest named Susan Kirby. She's going to come on in just a bit after we play my favorite song, As I Lay Me Down, by Sophie Hawkins. Well, Susan's going to be in the studio and she's going to answer that. And not only is she going to answer that, but we're going to awaken who you are. We're going to awaken your calling to what your purpose is in this life. We're going to let your heart virtue introduce itself to yourself. Right, Tamara?
There you go. Oh, bring it on. You're good. You are so good.
So, awakentoyourcalling.com is the page. Susan Kirby's the woman. And listen, this is like a free $300 session, people. So, you kind of want to tune in tonight because after this, you're going to want to call her to get this going yourself. Your private, personal, powerful 2-hour tour to your soul is what Susan's going to give you. But tonight on Max and Friends, we're going to answer some questions for you. If you want to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. That's the number here in the studio. Awesome. And we're going to let you think a little bit tonight. And we are. You know, Tamara brought it up in the show last week. Mm-hmm. You know, do you know who you are? Yeah. And we're going to answer for you tonight. So before we do that, Tamara, I need to get another sip of my Donut Delight. And
yeah, don't be drinking any fire there, brother.
No. I'm going to spit fire. We're spitting fire.
That's right. Just don't let it come out the other end, huh?
No. That's a whole other show. That's a whole nother fetish, okay?
Love it.
So listen, here in New York, it's 11-11, so make a wish. My wish is that fucking oil stops pouring out of this tube and that, like, everything gets back to normal. That's my wish for tonight. So,
Amen. And
I think it's also Sophie B. Hawkins' wish. So on that note, Ronan, let's get going. As I Lay Me Down by Sophie B. Hawkins on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In the courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to me.
Max and Friends, and welcome to LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Tamara Bowman, in the studio, and that was one of my favorite songs, As I Lay Me Down by Sophie B. Hawkins. Check out sophiebhawkins.com and waterkeeper.org to help plug the hole of the oil spill. Sophie's doing her thing, and she is donating, actually, proceeds of her sales on her to help this awful disaster. So, As I Lay Me Down by Sophie B. Hawkins on Max and Friends. Hi, Tamara Bowman.
Hi, precious angel.
What you up to?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for our guest that is coming up here tonight, Max. You're going to absolutely love Susan. She is just one of the most squeezable people you have ever met. When you see her, her baby blue eyes, and she's got this big smile, and she just looks at you like love is just pouring out of her eyes. And you just want to go, oh my gosh, why am I here? What is my calling?
Now, how did you meet Susan?
Susan is, well, you know, my husband, Greg, right?
Don't you love just saying that?
I do. And, you know, she's one of the heart virtue experts, you know, in part of his program where you actually go through a process that takes you to the core and the center of who you are and helps you discover what your heart virtue is. And that's what you're willing to live for or die for.
You know, we've spoken about this in the past on the show. Because remember, like, we came to the conclusion that mine was injustice kind of a deal. But I do remember. But you know what? I got to say hi to some listeners right now. I got to say hi to Vito, Nikki, Scott, and Victor. Victor's cool. He's my Aquarian brother. You know, when I meet another Aquarius, we're like, we bond. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But, so they're all on right now saying hi. Nikki, of course, is my sister. Tamara, she said she can't wait for one of your vibrators, but I'll let you two discuss that. Because that's kind of like my sister. You know what I mean?
I know. I know. She's going to want one for sure.
Now, here's what I want to know. I want to know, people, have you ever wondered who you are and what you are here for? Do you ever think everyone else knows who they are and you are just getting by, pretending to know who you are? After all, shouldn't we all know who we are? I mean, me, after all, I must know who I am. You do know. We all do. We just don't know that we know it. So tonight, we're going to have Susan Kirby on. And if you want to book Susan Kirby, her number is 707-953-1242, awakentoyourcalling.com. But before we go to awakentoyourcalling.com, we're going to go right to the source, so that we can let you know who you are and what you're here for. So, Susan, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here, Susan. Now, Susan, people have been, you know, I put this out, the word out that you were coming on the show, and people are like, I've got to call her. I said, listen, before you call her, chill out a minute, and let's have Susan tell us exactly what you do and how we can find out who we are. So, Susan, explain to us exactly what is it that you do.
Yeah, how did you come to know this?
With heart virtues experts, with being a heart virtue expert, you get to find out that there are these rages you have, and there are these passions you have, the things that give you goosebumps and rages. And when you can determine what's the virtue that's missing or being violated that you're enraged, and what's the virtue that's present that brings you to tears, you actually get to find out who you've been your whole life that you've been taught not to know. And we don't ever get to know. It's like a blind spot for us. As I said, we don't know it. We get to discern it by looking at our reactions to things, because we were taught as kids to just get in line, stay in line, shut up, be quiet, you know, toe the line, and we never got to find out who we really are. So we've looked at the areas in life that society can't make us change. We're going to be enraged when we're enraged, and we're going to cry when we cry, and it's really an awesome way to find out who you are.
And be true to ourselves, right?
Yes. You should introduce us to ourselves.
Introduce ourselves and be true to ourselves. You know, a lot of people...
And be true to ourselves.
The truth is there, but they just don't know how to let it go and how to let it go out into into the world. So, Susan, I'm going to be your guinea pig for a minute, all right, so that people understand what we're going through and what this is all about. And hopefully they're going to want to call you. You know, we'll get that all together, people. You can call or get your own session. But this is kind of like what it's going to be like. Is that cool? Susan, so here I am. I'm your guinea pig.
All right.
And let's figure out what my heart virtue is.
I love this.
All right, great. Very good. So what's one of the things that enrages you, Max?
Okay. What really pisses you off, Max?
Well,
what are the things that you, like, threw things, you threw things, you hit somebody, You know, one of those things where you just
I don't fight. I don't fight. But when I get mad, okay, the one thing I get really mad about is injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like, give an example.
Example, okay? Now, an example of injustice is this. For instance, okay, when somebody, I don't know how to explain it, but when somebody, like, I guess there's a movie that that explains it best for me, because when I see it, I get the injustice. So the movie is called Affair of the Necklace. And this girl, she, young girl, her father gets killed and they take her property away, the government, and she's trying to get it back because she knows it belongs to her. And like, she has to fight to like get what's hers, you know, and like that injustice gets me so mad because it's rightfully hers, but then she can't get it. And then when she gets it back, it's like, that's when I get all the chills and all the good stuff.
Okay, great. Let's do the discerning part, because right now you're coming to it kind of knowing what you already know.
Okay.
And I'd like to find out, without the already having preconceived knowing what your virtues are. So let's just look at a book that actually, or an incident you observed, either at a bar or in your life, that you just had to walk out of that room because it just so pissed you off. You had to just leave.
Oh.
Like the fact of what happened.
You see, that's interesting, because for myself, like, that rage, I get over it quickly, so I don't let it control my life. But I think then what I'm trying to say, like, all right, let's give you another example, because there's really not much. Like, I don't get pissed off easy. And when I do, I can't. It's like I let it go so quick that I don't remember it. Is that I don't know if that's good or not, but is that good or bad?
That's really
good. You can go back to like when your goal. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be yesterday. It all is all the same rage.
Yeah, I can't think of much, though, because like when I get pissed off quickly, I kind of let it go. But I can tell you what makes me happy instead of what makes me pissed.
Okay, good. Well, let's go to that side then.
Okay. Yeah, because that's more me, because
so
I don't really get
goosebumps?
Pissed. What brings me goosebumps, is when people who don't have, all of a sudden in life, like Extreme Makeover Home Edition, when they build that house and those people see it for the first time because they've done such good humanitarian work or whatever they do, and they're given something in life, it just gives me so much joy to see people suffering receive.
Yeah. That's his hero.
So if we look at that, the virtues that I hear in that one is in the, it's compassion is what I hear. Tamara, what do you hear in that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It's, there's a rush of just a well-being when you see someone who comes into their own and is able to step into a potential they never thought possible. It's kind of like a movie, kind of someone who's been on the sidelines for a long time, and the coach looks at him and says, get in the game.
Exactly.
It's like, it's like Max being able
the
to
underdog.
See somebody.
The sideline.
Pick me.
So the virtue that would be present, would you call it empowerment or compassion? Because we just want to give Max a few words of things like that, and he can actually choose his virtues based on how they resonate for him.
Max is so much about empowerment. I think that that's a huge virtue for him. How does that resonate with you, Max?
Oh, I love the word empowerment.
Mm-hmm. He does, and he loves seeing people.
I love empowerment. I love inspiration. I love being inspired. Like, those are my terms in life that I tell
the
people.
Oh, he loves inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
all about inspiration.
Is there a poem or a book or something else that has moved you to tears or gets you going like that?
I know one, Max.
What?
I know one that you absolutely love. You love that
Emerald
one.
Echo.
I Rise.
Oh, Maya Angelou, out from the husk of history's shame, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculous and clear, I rise. Yes, I am
Say the whole thing. You have it memorized.
There's the poem. Yes. There's the poem, Susan, that Maya Angelou did called I Rise or Still I Rise. And it's one of my favorite poems that I had I did a remix about it, and we'll play it on another show because we played it once before. But the favorite passage in that is I'm going to read it right now because I'm pulling it up. But out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. And so I rise.
Ooh, it gives me chills when he does that, Susan.
That's awesome. And what about that? What's the virtue in there, do you hear?
To me, it's victory.
Yeah, victory. It's like triumph.
It's triumph itself. And victory.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the
perseverance? I would say empowerment, inspiration, and perseverance.
Yeah. So if we were to look at the words that we have here, we're going to look at, I think your anger tends to come from injustice, and you might have actually nailed that just to begin with, and you may have done that working with Greg or Tamara or earlier. So if we pick from the words we've just come up with, injustice, compassion, empowerment, victory, triumph, perseverance, that empowerment, I think, is a big one. But look for your heart. So what we're going to do is a little exercise here just to get you in your heart, Max, because I know you're busy on this call. So how we're going to do this is everybody just sit still if you're playing along. Just put all your attention in your left ankle.
Okay.
And then move all your attention to your right knee.
Okay.
And move all your attention to your left hip.
Okay.
And then bring it up to your heart. And from there, you want to listen to the words and say, is it injustice, compassion, empowerment, perseverance, triumph, victory?
Like when I close my eyes and you say those words, empowerment just like lights up vibrantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does. So, I mean, you know, the moment you said it, that was like the word that resonated. Yeah. It was like, I felt that word.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, your heart just starts to go boom. And the truth is, it's not injustice. It would be justice.
Okay.
So let me say it as that.
Yeah.
So think of it again. Get in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So is it justice and empowerment? Say it for yourself. I am committed to justice and empowerment.
I am committed to justice and empowerment.
How does that feel for you?
It felt good.
I am committed to empowerment and justice.
I am committed to empowerment and justice.
Which way felt in
justice and empowerment.
Yeah, that sounded
strong. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you are committed to justice and empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So say it again. I am committed to.
I am committed to justice and empowerment.
Yeah.
All right, great. And how does that sound for you?
I feel like the Statue of Liberty when I say it.
You are the Statue of Liberty. You're letting know. I see it from here. So I
hold my torch and my book, and I welcome all.
That's good. Hold your cell phone up. No, that'll be good. So you have your to justice and empowerment.
Do what,
and
sorry?
And if you look through your life, if you look through your life, can you see where you've been committed to justice and empowerment your whole life?
Oh, absolutely. I can see it so clearly because I get involved a lot with charity. Okay, so it's like the underdog again. And, you know, when I give my time, money, whatever, and I see the flourishing of it, it just makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm really committed to so many charities. And that's how I can give justice and empowerment to people is through charity.
Yeah. And you can see you're called to that. When you're following what your heart's saying, you're not living somebody else's life.
Yeah.
What I noticed for most of us, I know when I grew up living my mother's life. You know, I was a little girl. And my mother told me that my sister had been independent since the day she was born. And I thought, oh, being independent didn't look like a good idea because then you didn't get on the good side of mom. So I thought, whatever mom wanted me to do, I'll just do that. Whatever she wanted me to think, I'll think that. Whatever. And And I grew up kind of hollow plastic and never kind of knowing, what do I want? And when I got, I'm committed to honor, oneness, and enchanted play. That's a whole nother life I get to go lead.
That sounds like a good book.
Yeah. I actually want to write a book on, I actually would love to share with you about what got me into my calling to begin with. And even
Absolutely.
Recognizing before I meet Peter Gregg, I was busy being plastic and being, well, basically I was 210 pounds, miserable, yelling at my husband. We had a business together, and my employees would ask my husband, is this a good day to talk to Susan? And they'd pretty much, he'd say, not today, and today doesn't look very good either. I'll talk to her for you. And basically, I was trying to run the world around. It seemed like my job to make it all go, and I was just frustrated with my life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any solutions. But my father-in-law was taking a trip to Medjugorje, and spelled Medjugorje, and it's a little tiny town in Bosnia, mm-hmm. where the Virgin Mary was appearing on a daily basis since 1981. And I'm thinking, I am not going, I don't need God, I'm good on my own, God's a good bedtime story if you need to believe in him, but I'm not going. And then he offered to pay for it. And I thought, well, I could take a free trip to Bosnia.
Money is a mood changer, but hold that thought, because, Ronan, what are people listening to tonight? This is Max and Friends, and you're listening to your host, Max Tucci, and my co-host, Tamara Bowman, and our guest of the evening, Susan Kirby with AwakenToYourCalling.com. Susan's telling us about her trip. So, Susan, continue your story.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, I went on my trip. I'm going on vacation. I mean, I was raised Protestant and barely that. My parents didn't really believe in much, and I didn't know when to stand, sit, kneel, pray, but I told my father-in-law, if you want me to go, I'll go. And I thought, I'll go as a tourist. And I showed up there, and the first couple of days I was a tourist. I took my pictures of the visionary. So these are children who are obviously no longer children, since this has been going on since 1981. And you got to talk to them. And they've been talking to the Virgin Mary, Mother of God, every day of their lives since 1981. Some of them still do. Some of them now only once a year. But these kids were not making this story up. And I was, like, surprised that I could actually feel the presence of a power greater than myself, which I didn't even know existed, because pretty much I was good to go. I had everything I needed. I'll shove the world around. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I was surprised. And I didn't know what to do with it, so I actually went to go to the bookstore to read a little bit more about it, because I didn't like religion, and I didn't like, how if my God's better than your God, I don't, I get to kill you. If you're not Catholic, you're going to hell. None of that worked for me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how to resolve all that, being here in the midst of all these Catholics and having this real experience, like, there is a God here. There's something going on here that I couldn't deny because I felt it. And I went to the little bookstore, and I picked up a book by Wayne Weibel. He wrote, his first book was called The Message, and the one I was reading at this time was about the letters. And there was a chapter in there to all faiths. I'm like, yeah. Okay, you tell me. Tell me about these different faiths. What do you got to say, Mary? And what she said is, there's one God, and man created the religion. And however you honor God, you honor God.
Mm.
And I thought, now, that's not what I was taught, but that sounds a lot more like I would believe. And there was the next chapter, a little paragraph rather, in the book, she said to the children once, I wish for you as devout a life as your neighbor Pasha. And they said to her, but Mary, Pasha's Muslim. And she said, yes, I know. But it was the devotion that she wished for them, the way she honored God. And it's an inclusion of all faiths. It's all roads lead to the same source. And it makes sense to me.
So even Mary was saying there, So even Mary was saying there's no need for division.
Yeah, Mary said, it's something like this, I'm going to paraphrase it badly, but that man divided up the pie as far as religion was concerned, that she and her son didn't do the division.
Right.
And it's, you know, we're arguing over not what we need to be arguing over, and what she introduced herself as Mary, Queen of Peace. And she asked us to pray for peace, and she told the children what she came for was to tell us that God exists and he loves you.
Wow.
Your revelation.
Yeah, God exists.
Right? All right, sorry, because you know what? We're going to take callers. Callers, call in at 323-203-0815, because you know what? We're going to find out. We're going to make this simple on the callers and also on Susan. When you call in, get your word ready that you think is you, and then we'll explore from there. So call in 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. And when you call in, we'll answer your calls. So, sorry, continue. Sorry.
That's good. Get them lined up. Mary answers, or Mary ends most of her messages to the children with the words, thank you for having responded to my call. And what I kept hearing was, from me, thank you for having called. Because I definitely felt like picked up by the back of the neck and dropped where I belonged when I wasn't going there.
Yeah.
And so why I named my business Awaken to Your Calling, because I get we're all being called when we stop to listen.
Well, we've got a caller now.
Great.
So, caller, thank you for calling. And you're live on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
And please ask Susan your question.
Not just a question. I just heard you guys talking about the heart virtue and the getting your word prepared. Is that how you put it, Max?
Exactly. Or what you think is your heart virtue.
Yeah.
So
how do we go about that?
Susan, you have the floor.
Okay, great.
Yeah, let's help.
Why
don't
you tell me
for a caller?
Okay, sorry. What's our caller's name again?
Nikki.
Peggy. All right, Peggy.
Nikki's her name.
Oh, thank you so much for that. So, Nikki, tell me about a time when you were so angry you broke something.
That I broke? I don't think I've ever really broken anything. Well, maybe that's not true. I can think of certain times, yeah.
Just tell me about one of them.
Yeah, something that really, really enraged you.
Like specifically?
Yes.
Yeah. Something happened, you tell us the what happened, where you were standing, you know, like the specifics about it.
I was standing by myself when it happened, but it was just through like word of mouth. Yeah.
And what did you hear?
I just heard some really disappointing news.
Okay.
I don't want to be specific.
Can you share with us what?
Not really.
Okay. So what? When you say you were disappointed, can you share, is there something you are willing to share with it? Let's go back. I like Max's. Let's start with the part that wakes you up and makes you happy, because right now that'll be a little bit easier for you to share on the phone, probably, on the radio here. So what movie did you see that as a child or even adult it moves you to tears? And what specific snapshot scene in that movie?
God. What childhood? Maybe like The Princess Bride.
Okay, and what scene in The Princess Bride?
When the whole time he was saying, as you wish, he was really saying he loved her. That's what I think of when I think of that, yeah.
And what about that love was present? Was it like the romance of it or the nurturing of it or the, what's the?
I think it was just the simplicity of it. Like, it was just very simple and pure.
Simple and pure. Great. All right. Now, what's a time when you've watched someone do something that inspired you or that moved you to tears? Like you were in the presence or of someone doing something really great for someone or whatever that might be that moves you to tears. Anybody in your life that's moved you to tears?
Or on TV? So many people. But I was listening to what Max said before. When we went to see a viewing of the Extreme Home Makeover, I guess, and they kind of moved the bus and we saw the people see their home, that was definitely one of those times. Because we were there.
And what about that really inspired you or moved you to tears?
It was just giving back to people who needed.
Okay, great. And then, is there a time or a person in history who has moved you? Like we had the poem from Max. Is there any particular book or poem or a person in history that as you just like, your heart just opens up when that happens? Or when you see
God. Well, I mean, you linked, you linked the Virgin Mary. I had a big experience with her, so I would think that was one of my main ones.
Okay, great. And what was your experience with the Virgin Mary? What was present with that?
Well, I had a near-death experience, and I saw her, basically. Long story short.
Yeah. And what did she say to you, or what was your feeling when she was present?
No pain, the warmth, the light. She didn't say anything. She didn't look at me. It was kind of like her head was down, like not acknowledging me to kind of go back, like it wasn't my time.
Yeah. But what was your feeling? You said warmth, light, no pain.
It was like there was so much feeling, there was almost no feeling, if that makes any sense. It was just like every good emotion.
You were numb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like an overwhelming rush of everything all at once.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we were to look at these three times of your being overwhelmed or moved to tears, we'd look at the Princess Bride. Yes? So we'd look at the Princess Bride, and the words you said were simplicity, purity, and I'm going to say romance.
Romantic.
One of the words.
Yeah, romance.
Romance or just pure love, I guess.
Yeah, love is an interesting thing. It's what's present when the heart virtue is present and being expressed. Everybody's virtue, once expressed, is love. Yes? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys still hearing me?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay, great. So the love is really not one of the virtues alone. It's like when the virtue, when your heart virtue is being expressed, what is present is love. So when you were there in the presence of love, it's somewhere in that simplicity or the purity or the romance. If I were to say those words, and then when we look at the people doing that extreme makeover and the house, the bus being moved away, those words, Tamara can help me out here too, but it's that compassion, that generosity, the empowerment again.
Right.
And then when we look at the Virgin Mary, what I get is divine connection, honor, spirituality. So when we look at these, now, do you have any words that have come up for yourself that you're holding on to from having looked at these?
Probably courage and strength.
Courage?
Mm-hmm.
What was the last one, strength?
And courage and strength, I would think.
Okay, great. So I'm going to do that little exercise again like we did with Max. You're going to drop into your heart. And other than dropping, because we don't drop well from our head to our heart, we start from our feet and bring it up because our head doesn't really want to go down to our heart. So you start to look, put all your energy in your left ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Your right knee.
Mm-hmm.
Your left hip.
Okay.
And your heart.
Okay.
All right. The words are simplicity, romance, purity, compassion, generosity, empowerment, divine connection, spirituality, oneness, honor, courage, strength. So, which of those words made your heart jump?
Probably romance or spirituality.
Okay, romance.
Mhm.
And what was the was there another word you came up with?
Yeah, spirituality.
Spirituality. Okay, great. Great. So try it. I am committed to spirituality and romance.
Okay.
Say it.
So say that.
Oh, I am committed to spirituality and romance.
Okay, now say it. I am committed to romance and spirituality.
I'm committed to romance and spirituality.
Which rings in your heart?
Probably the first one.
Okay, so say it again, because the heart virtue really does pick you. It's mm-hmm. like, it's not kind of a probably, it's like a, yeah, the lights go on.
It is a, I got it.
Yeah, it's an I got it, right? The light bulb?
Yeah. You're like, no, man, this is it. Because your heart virtue, when it's yours, man, you will not argue with anybody. They can tell you it's not, and you'll go, no, this is mine. So just for, kind of, again, make sure you're dropping in your heart and you're not in your head and you're not thinking about something else.
Right.
And just say it, I am committed to.
I am committed to. Romance and spirituality.
Okay.
I think it's definitely. It's definitely spirituality. I get that more.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable even saying it.
Yeah. And is the romance, is it romance or is it partnership?
More partnership than romance.
Okay. So is it partnership or is it purity?
Partnership or purity? Oh, God. Purity, I would say.
Okay. So is it pure? I mean, you could even say, I'm committed to, is it simplicity or purity?
Mm-hmm. So between simplicity and purity?
Yeah.
Purity, definitely.
Yeah. So try it. I am committed to purity and spirituality.
I'm committed to purity and spirituality.
Okay, now try the other direction. I'm committed to spirituality and purity.
I am committed to spirituality and purity. Huh. Spirituality still.
Spirituality is for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, purity is more than the romance, 100%.
Yeah. But
and I've got to break in because you know what? I'm sorry to interfere, but I'm committed to keeping my show on the air. So we're going to have to wrap this up. But Nikki, Susan, is it possible that Nikki can email you and you guys can figure this out after the show?
Absolutely. So let's just know that you're committed to spirituality and you don't necessarily need a second one, but try it and play with it.
Keep going back with all those words. That's great.
Well, Nikki,
that makes a lot of sense.
Thank you for calling, Nikki. We're going to have to let you go because we're going to have to wrap this up. But, Nikki, stay committed to yourself and let those words resonate.
Spirituality.
There you go. Okay. All right. Thanks for opening up yourself to us.
Thanks for sharing your Mary story with me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, Susan, can we invite people to find you on Facebook?
You can. You can find me at Susan Kirby, K-E-R-B-Y.
On Facebook. And also, if you want to, this is just a taste, everybody. We're going to have Susan back on because always time gets us. But Susan's number to reach her is 707-953-1242. And there you can find out, you can give her a call and find out about how to schedule your awakening to your inner calling or to your calling. But now, Susan, real quick, wrap it up. We've got to wrap this up. But when people find out what their heart virtue is, give me one sentence that how their life will change.
They're living their life for the experience of it rather than for the result they're about to produce.
One more time.
Everything they do is for the experience of it as opposed to for the result that they might produce.
And there you go.
Really live your life for the joy.
And you get to be who your true self is.
Yeah, and it's all like, oh, if I knew... That was what I can do that and have fun. I can do, you know, like it all.
Now, here's my question to you, Susan. I love this conversation. Yeah. We're going to have you on again. But when you find out what your calling is, how can you be, I call it the spiritual bulldozer that knocks down the walls in front of you. Once you find out what your calling is, how can you then put it into action?
Well, you start by saying it and introducing yourself as that. Like when you're, if you would go out for the week and you say, I am committed to justice and empowerment. So if you're talking to your friends and you signed your emails, I'm committed to justice and empowerment, you just start having it become you.
Exactly.
I mean, just leaking it out all over.
So become
and
the words
the
you
more
preach,
you,
right? Become the words you preach.
Pardon?
The words in which you preach.
Yeah, and I always say, so my mission has always been to wake people up, to have them be present to life.
Well,
and
you know what?
Can...
You're doing that. And the way, guys, I've got to go because I'm going to get in so much trouble. But awakentoyourcalling.com. Susan, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Everyone have a great week. Remember, Delta.com is the way that I fly. So Delta.com, I can't speak. I'm so nervous. I got to go. Delta.com, flights are on sale now. Check them out. Susan Kirby, wonderful to have you on. Tamara Bowman, thank you for introducing us to Susan.
Thanks for letting me share my experience and my love for Medjugorje, as well as my love for people's passionate lives.
Well, we're glad that you were able to do it. We're going to have you back on the show, and we're going to get deeper into this because there's a lot that people are going to learn. So, everyone, again, check out awakentoyourcalling.com. Susan, have a great night. Tamara, thank you for being here again. Love you much. And everyone, Sophie B. Hawkins, As I Lay Me Down, thanks for that song. I've got to go. Have a wonderful week and take life to the max.
Bye.